You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I've got my blue suede shoes on, I'm hugging my teddy bear, and I'm all shook up. Are you catching the Elvis theme? If so, thank you. Thank you very much. Our special guest on today's show is David Best, the latest contestant to be booted off the Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. He's the proud papa of Elvis, who in my book is definitely the king and anything but a hound dog. Welcome to the show, David.
Well, thank you very much. I love the way you use the phrase "booted off" the show.
I was so bummed. I got to tell you, for the folks who have been watching the show, let's catch up on episode 3 if we can, David. You know, in episode 2, I thought Elvis got a little bit of a bad rap. You know, he bullied Tillman the bulldog, but in episode 3, he made nice and played with Tillman and that little itty bitty dog Andrew, and I could just see the love that you have for this dog, and it's a Jack Russell, but now they call him Parson Russells, whatever you want to do. But talk to me a little bit about that, because I really thought Elvis was making a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I never wanted to be on the show if it was about circus tricks. I said he's got two left feet like some dogs do. They can't dance, you know. So, you know, he doesn't do backflips. So if it's about tricks, this show should be on at 2 a.m. on Animal Planet. But they said it's about the bond you have with your dog and various other interesting creative things. So that's why I went on the show, and I thought this is, you know, we'd have a great chance to do that. And but there were, in the beginning, there was a lot of agility stuff and things. And he's a trooper. I mean, don't forget, in that third episode, none of the other teammates wanted to even try the teeter-totter. Everybody had an excuse. Tillman was too big and fat. Andrew was too small. Brandy and Beacon, Brandy didn't even know what a teeter-totter was. And, you know, so Elvis was chosen to do that tough. And he only learned it before we flew out there the day before. He really went on it one time. Yeah. I took him to Prospect Park in New York, and we went up the seesaw and down. And that's all he had experience with, but we did it, and he was a trooper. You know, he was he tried his best, and you know, he just went off on the second seesaw. So, but I thought we were going to survive because he was improving right along. He did get a bad rap with Tillman. I mean, all they did is I think they went after a bone or a toy, and like most dogs, he just snapped a little bit. They never had a fight. In fact, he played with all the dogs on the show. All loved Elvis, and Elvis played with every one of them. I mean, Andrew, which was the lap dog, you know, Lori's dog, she wouldn't let Andrew play with anybody. And it was nice that they showed on the third episode of them playing together, and he played with Tillman. I didn't want to leave the show with Elvis having a reputation that he was, like I said, the Hannibal Lecter of the house, or I call him the Animal Lecter of the house, because he is a sweet dog.
Oh, he is. And I got to tell you, I was actually rooting out loud and applauding when I saw him gleefully playing with the other dogs in the yard. And I'm like, you know, I've had a dog before that was misunderstood, if you will. And, you know, dogs work sometimes things out by themselves. And if you, as long as it's safe and all that. And he and Tillman work things out, you know. And to me, sometimes we kind of muddy the waters, if you will, by getting all panicky and screamy and emotional. And the dogs feel that and they're confused and they don't know what to do. But I think you have an adorable dog. And what I'm amazed at, I was checking out your bio. You truly demonstrate your love for your dog. You threw a $10,000 bar mitzvah?
Well, yeah.
Oh, come on. Let's talk about that.
I fess up to that, but he was born on New Year's Day. So for his first birthday, I threw him a brunch at the Tribeca Grand Hotel for about 50 people. It's a very dog-friendly hotel in New York. And I decided, what am I going to do for a follow-up? And I calculated that in dog years, he would be 13 on November 10th, 2007. So I decided to have a party at this old Lower East Side Romanian steakhouse called Sammy's, invited 100 people, including Dr. Ruth, who's a friend of mine. And we had a great time. But, of course, it's an excuse to have a party. I mean, Elvis doesn't know what a bar mitzvah is, but we went all the way. We decided I was not going to make it a doggy party, meaning I'm not going to have napkins with paws on it, you know, the usual cliche. I would make it like if it really was a bar mitzvah boy. So we had a cake, and we did the we had dancing, and we even had his mother there. The breeder brought his mother there.
Oh, babe. Elvis's mother's here.
His mother's there. She had a corsage on her collar. It was so, you know, we had a ball. And what we did is we put the video. I have a website called The Doctor's Channel, thedoctorschannel.com, and it's an educational website for doctors, little streaming videos of 1 to 2 minutes of doctors teaching doctors, and it's educational, it's serious medicine. But we have a humor section. So we made a film of the bar mitzvah. I put it on the humor section. And next thing you know, I get a call from CBS. In fact, when my secretary said CBS is on a line, I thought she meant CVS. I thought it was the drugstore. I said, who? CBS? I thought I had a bad script out there or something. She goes, no, CBS. So they were on the phone. They said, we saw the bar mitzvah on the doctor's channel. And would you be interested in participating in a reality series? And
that's pretty good sniffing around research, don't you think, going through a medical website and plopping out such a gem?
Yeah, I think what happened is, I guess, the miracle of Google, I think they hit bar mitzvah, and there was a write-up on Wikipedia, and then they saw that it said thedoctorschannel.com, led them to that, and they watched the bar mitzvah, and the rest is history. And I don't regret a second of it. It was a lot of hard work. You're away for many, many weeks. You're sequestered with no computers, no cell phone, nothing. But it is once in a lifetime. How often do you get a chance to be on primetime television, live with your dog? And that, you know, whether you win or lose, the fact that you can live in that house with a big backyard and your dog is free to play, especially when you live in Manhattan, you know, that certainly was a nice plus to be with Elvis and let him roam the backyard. And so it was a terrific experience. And we're all friends on the show. We email each other every day. We call each other. Despite the fights and all the other stuff, we really all together have been through a very unique and amazing experience.
Well, David, I know my producer's probably drooling right now. We definitely want to put your bar mitzvah as a link on our site, because we always have our guests have a nice little bio page, and it would be nice to showcase Elvis as well. We want Elvis to live on forever.
Oh, well, sure.
We want to do anything we can to further promote the very special relationship you have with Elvis. I mean, I have written 20 pet books, and I got to tell you, you've exhibited one of the strongest friendships I've ever seen between a man and a dog, and it just really is nice to see that.
Well, I thank you, and it was no effort on my part. It's real, it's genuine. I felt a little silly, I guess, breaking down when I was when I left the show, but
you got to feel your emotions. I mean, you know, I got to tell you first, before we get the sad part, it was hilarious in episode one when here's this man from Manhattan who's used to flagging cabs with his dog, saying, "What? I'm staying in the doghouse." Tell our listeners what happened, and you really adjusted quite well being in the doghouse.
Well, I think, and you know what? I learned how to adjust to the doghouse through my dog. You know, every night Elvis jumps into bed with me, and I have a phrase. I said, "Okay, Elvis, let's go to bed." And he knows it. He runs into the bedroom. He jumps on the bed. So here we are. I'm in this dog. I have not been in the house yet. I was first one to be put in the doghouse. I'm in my suit still. My suitcase is literally behind the doghouse in a box of clothes. In fact, you don't know this, the sprinkler went off at night, wet all my clothes. I was totally miserable. And I was thrown in this doghouse. But I looked down and said, "All right, Elvis, let's go to bed." He runs in there, his tail's wagging, and I thought to myself, you know what a dog teaches you? To be enthusiastic no matter what the situation. And I thought to myself, if he could feel that, you know what? I could cope. And I went in there, and his tail's wagging, and he snuggled up, and he was on his dog bed, and I was on the sleeping bag there, and it was wonderful. And then I realized I started to like the doghouse between you and I.
Uh-huh.
And it sort of backfired on the show because they were going to make that the exile place. But then everybody saw how much I was enjoying it. I had my own room. I could go to bed when I want. I turned the lights out when I want. Everybody else is, you know, sharing rooms and stuff. So as it wore on, I started to like it. And then I had contestants saying to me, "Hey, between you and I, if select me, if you should, you know, I wouldn't mind going in there. I wouldn't mind going in there." So I think they closed the doghouse down after a while. it became a retreat.
And you had some nice the contestants that brought you the bed and some little trying to make it more like a 4-star hotel, bringing you little amenities. I thought that was kind of sweet.
That shows you how nice people are. I didn't even know them for 24 hours, and look how nice everybody rallied around to help me to be in that doghouse.
That's right. So, what kind of medicine do you practice, David?
Well, I was originally did surgery, then ENT, and then left that to go into medical education and medical communications. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do now. So we have a medical education company, and thus the website, thedoctorschannel.com.
I'm going to definitely check it out and watch Elvis in his bar mitzvah after our show. You know, with Elvis, tell us how you got Elvis in the first place and what made you say he's the one.
Well, I was not a dog person. Never had a dog. I didn't pet dogs. I never looked to them. I couldn't tell you the difference in breeds. And then somebody who worked for me came in with a Jack Russell one day and asked them to roll out. Said to me, "Tell him to roll over." And he did. "Tell him to sit." And he did. And I said, "This is kind of neat. Can I babysit one night? Next thing you know, can I babysit for a weekend? Hey, you're going on vacation. Why don't I take him for the week?" So next thing you know, I fall in love with this Jack Russell Terrier. So much so that the owner says to me, "Hey, David, you got to get your own dog." So I was lucky. I had friends in the UK that knew the vice chairman of the Kennel Society, the British Kennel Society, British Kennel Club, and he found the breeder for me in Connecticut and went up there, and that's where I met Elvis. I did have a little trick. I don't know if you have it in one of your books, that they say when you meet your dog for the first time, you take a pat of butter and you rub it on the back of your hand, and you put your hand in the pen, and the very first impression that they get of you is of the taste of you and the butter. And he was licking. The dog was really supposed to be saying, like, "Hey, this guy's pretty good. Hey, this is a winner here. I'm going to go home with this one." And that's what I did.
I've never buttered up a dog before, but that's a good one. So,
that's what I did.
I tell you, you can see the connection. It's quite obvious. You know, I'm so happy that we've had David Best on our show. He is the guy with a very cool dog named Elvis that were the latest contestants on The Greatest American Dog Show, unfortunately to be said goodbye to. But you said the classic line, David, please share it with all our listeners, when the decision was made.
Well, as I made that final lap and I was ready to leave the Best in Show arena, it just came to my mind to turn back and say something that I guess very few people get a chance to say, and having it mean something, I just said, "Elvis has left the building."
That was classic. David, my best to you, David Best, and to your dog, and I wish you the best.
Hey, well, thank you so much. I enjoyed speaking with you.
We're going to take a commercial break and come back and talk to Jill James from Texas, who is a big fan of the show. What we're trying to do each week, listeners, is to get the public's intake on this show, The Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. And we will chat with her right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club. And join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat.
Do you have a cool cat in the house?
Well, of course I do.
Got a camera? Then take a quick pic of your cool cat and enter the Pet Life Radio Cool Cat Contest. Pet Life Radio is partnering with Morris and Nine Lives to give you the chance to win a really cool cat care kit. Get a Nine Lives Play and Scratch Play Post, Nine Lives Woolly Cat Bed, Nine Lives Food Bowl, Morris Play Spinners, and much, much more. You'll also get an autographed copy of pet edutainer Arden Moore's new book, Happy Cat, Happy You.
Want that.
Everybody gets a chance to vote, and the top five coolest cats win an awesome cool cat care kit from Pet Life Radio and Nine Lives. To enter, just go to the PetLifeRadio.com website or CoolCatContest.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We just spoke with David Best, the doctor, and his cool dog, Elvis, who sadly were booted off as in episode 3 of the Greatest American Dog Show. And as a tradition we're doing on this show, each week we're trying to talk to someone out there in the land of TV who's been faithfully watching the show and get what America's take is on the Greatest American Dog Show. Today I'm delighted that a good friend of mine from the great state of Texas is here. She is Jill James. She's a teacher and she is a proud pet guardian of 3 awesome dogs, Jake, Gracie, and Maddie. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you.
So tell me, you've been watching the show. What's the appeal for you of watching the show? You like to watch a lot of different TV shows, but what makes you tune in each week to the Greatest American Dog Show?
Well, I really like dogs, and because I've been through training with my dogs, it's kind of fun to sit and watch other people and see how they work with their animals.
And, you know, there's a lot of shows out there on Animal Planet and all that, and they seem kind of hokey and all. It seems like this show, though, I don't know, it's kind of got me on a tight leash. I want to watch every week. And is there something that you think that makes this show a little bit different or special than, say, just tuning in to Animal Planet?
I think it's because it's taken on a lot of the reality-based type shows that we're seeing on television, you know, where people are competing against one another. But this one's got a little bit of a twist because they're working with their dogs, and so they're not in total control because dogs have their own minds.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So we were speaking with David and Elvis, and the little dog, Elvis, just for your edification, he's only 2 years old. His favorite toy, obviously, if he's a Jack Russell or a Parson Russell, now they're called, is a tennis ball. But he loves ribeye steak bone, and he can do a few tricks. But what's your thoughts about Elvis? In episode 2, he kind of bullied the bulldog, Tillman. And then the next week, he's out there playing with him.
Well, to me, that's typical dog behavior. And you just, you know, for them to have reacted the way that they did, I know that everybody's, you know, watching out for their child, as it may be. But,
yeah.
You know, usually dogs will resolve it as we saw. They take care of it. They get into they want to be dominant. They want to show who's the boss, and they have to resolve those things among themselves. People can't do it for them. They can't tell them who to like and who to not like and how
right.
to play. They have to do it themselves.
You're spot on that, because I think there was too much, and too much weird human behavior that was muddying the water for the dogs, didn't you think?
I hated it. The third show, whenever they showed him bringing Elvis out and he got him off lead and he said, Elvis is off lead, and then everybody takes their dog in. I thought, how rude. I couldn't believe that they had done that, because if they really thought about it, dogs take care of themselves. Dogs do that. And it's water under the bridge. They don't think about, oh, well, I fought with him yesterday, so I'm going to fight with him today. That's not the way it works with most dogs.
Well, I thought that the lady, I think it's her name is Lori, that had that itty-bitty dog, Andrew, I loved it when Andrew and Elvis were playing.
You know, but they looked at him because they were doing, you know, Elvis and Andrew were doing a little face-off, but then they did that little bow down, and then they started playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just typical dogs. They play more than they fight.
That's right. You know, well, speaking of dogs, tell the listeners about your three charming ones. I've had the joy of being able to hang out in the backyard with your three dogs, but let's do a rundown of your three dogs.
Well, I have Gracie, and she is a rescue, and from all we can tell, we know she's a terrier mix, but then one of my trainers felt like she was a schnoodle, so that's the schnauzer and poodle. We know she has poodle because she doesn't shed. Then
okay.
We have Jake, and Jake is a miniature petite golden doodle. So he only weighs about 40 pounds instead of being the standard golden doodle size. And then we have our newest, and that is Maddie, and she is a cockapoo bichon. And she is full of piss and vinegar. I tell you what, she's the smallest, and she's just feisty, feisty, feisty.
She has no fear.
No fear at all. She goes after the biggest dog and wants to play with the biggest dog. Right now, we're babysitting another standard golden doodle.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, and that's who she's playing with. That's who she goes after and who she wants to play with, so it's pretty cute.
Well, you never have a boring day when you come home from after teaching the kids in Texas. What's the name of your school you teach?
I teach at Sellers Middle School.
Okay, giving a shout-out to your school there.
Yes, we're affectionately known as Sellers University because we try very, very hard to plant the seeds for further education in these kids at an early age. So they go to Sellers University, not Sellers Middle School.
So let's do some crystal balling. I know the show is going to air tomorrow. Tell me your take on some of the remaining dogs that you're rooting for and why.
I really like Laura and Preston. Even though he's been shaved, I really like him. My sister has a Pomeranian, and they're smart little dogs. They are, and she has just done so much work with him. I loved watching him run through the tubes last week. He was just fast as he could be and everything, and just no fear going through the sock at the end, nothing. So I really like Laura and Preston. I really like JD and Galaxy, too, and I think I have an affection for Galaxy because he's a Frisbee dog, and my Gracie is a Frisbee dog, so it's fun to watch them run and jump. Those are the two that have really stood out to me. I wouldn't be a true Texan if I didn't say something about Star. I mean,
better.
Oh, my gosh, they're Star. But Star just doesn't demand a lot of attention. Star is just a good dog, sitting right there with Bill and doing whatever Bill says to do and everything. But, you know, as far as demanding center stage, Star hasn't done that. And that's kind of nice in its own way, I suppose.
Well, a little trivia on Star. Star is a Brittany who's about 7 years old, and Bill and Brittany and his wife, they live in, in East Texas. So I guess Flint, Texas. Do you know where that is?
No, but there's so many little towns up northeast of here that I'm not sure of all the cities.
Yeah, but he and his wife, Sherry, they've been married 37 years. They have three grown children, and Star is now their little special one. But I thought it was funny in their bio, it asked the contestants to say what their favorite toys are. And for Star, it's a rag and Bill's hat.
Hey, that's easy. That's easy.
He's
doesn't have to worry about going out and spending a lot of money on his dog.
Yeah. I mean, at least she's not a diva dog, that's for sure.
That's right.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the show? Or, you know, what do you think you're going to tune in tomorrow night?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I look forward, you know, to watching it every week just to see what they're doing and see what kind of challenges they have to go through and to see the judges' reactions, you know, because it's very interesting to watch the judges. It truly
is. Yeah.
To see how they approach their assessment of these dogs. And
well, I think they have a good mix of judges, if you will, because
yes,
I know Alan Resnick, he's kind of a grumpy old man, but he really knows his dogs, and he doesn't talk a lot, but he says a lot.
And you do get some ideas as to how people feel dogs should be trained when you listen to what they're saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. Definitely. You know, when Victoria Stilwell was telling, I guess, the big dog, Kenji, the giant schnauzer, she was just saying, you know, you can't be bark, bark, bark at them. And, you know, and then another dog, she was telling people, you can't just be pushing, forcing them into a sit. So she's really, I thought she's really good on her observations.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Well, we have been listening to America through the voice of Jill James. She's from Texas. She has three dogs, Jake, Gracie, and Maddie. She lives in Allen, Texas. She is a very good school teacher. She's grooming the good, bright minds of our next generation. And she's a big fan of the Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. So, Jill, my good friend, I'm really glad you wanted to come on the show. It wasn't so bad. And I hope you had a good time.
Well, I'm so glad that I could talk with you about the show.
All right. Well, you go give your dog some treats for me, and we're going to come back to you, listeners, right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Fluff your feathers, roll out your tongue, shine your fins, snap on your leashes, and grab your human. It's the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo. Two full days of pet-tastic fun that no pet lover should miss. Join us for shopping, the Barks and Couture Fashion Show, Dream Pet Wedding, Ultimate Pet Makeover, Pet Communicator, Rescue Me Pet Adoption, Service Dog Demonstration, and tons of fun contests. Bring your pets and join us at the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo, Saturday, September 27th, and Sunday, September 28th at the Kentucky Expo Center. For more information, go to LouisvillePetExpo.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. To my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Because they're a member of the family, keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. On demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Wow, what a show. We had Elvis, the king of dogs, on with his pet parent, if you will, Dr. David Best, who was the latest to be said goodbye to on The Greatest American Dog Show, and a very good friend of mine, Jill James from Texas, who is giving us the insights from the public viewpoint of this show. Hey, folks, we got some cool news. And speaking of cool, we are hosting, the Pet Life Radio is staging the Cool Cat Contest. And the deadline to enter is August 31st. So zip over to PetLifeRadio.com and you'll see all the rules and details for this Cool Cat Contest. It includes some prizes. You got to have prizes. We want you to send the great pictures of your kitties And the top five are going to win a Nine Lives cat care kit and, of course, an autographed copy of my newest book, Happy Cat, Happy You. Nine Lives, you know who that is. That's Morris the cat, who was a guest on my show, and his trainer, Rose Ordill. So you can flip over some episodes before and check out about what it's like to be training Morris the cat. And secondly, speaking of Happy Cat, Happy You, yes, my silly publisher is sending me out on America for my second national book tour for the release of Happy Cat, Happy You, and, okay, you dog people, Happy Dog, Happy You. The tour kicks off August 10th in Oceanside, California, and it stretches all across America and ends up on October 4th in Kauai. Not bad, huh? You can get more details of the tour on the OBehave page on Pet Life Radio and my website, ardenmoore.com. I hope you come out because these books are all about fun, low fuss, time, money saving ways to bring out the very best in both you and your pet. So I want to thank my cool producer, cool is the cool word today, for making this show possible. If you have some ideas for some segments coming up, just give me an email at arden@petliferadio.com. We've had a great show. Send in those cool cat photos for our cool cat contest, and we will be talking with you next week. So, until then, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.